Welcome to episode number 14 of Become a Guitarist Today with myself, Adam Roach. This podcast is titled Questions. In this episode, I'm going to answer a few questions that I have had through my website, becomeaguitaristtoday.com. I'm also going to give you, the listeners, a chance to ask any questions to a few guests that I have coming up over the next couple of months. I also had a review on iTunes from Care Litz on the 10th of August. It says, really enjoying this podcast. The host does a fantastic job of getting the guests to divulge interesting stories, insightful tips, and useful strategies for learning guitar. Highly recommend. So, Care Litz, hope you're listening. Thank you very much and keep listening. Thank you. And don't forget, please do rate, review, and share this podcast to everyone. But before we get into all of that, I just want to announce that as from today, the 26th of October, I am giving everyone 1 month free access to my closed Facebook group, Become a Guitarist Today. Usually this is a paid Facebook group starting from the start, but from today, it will be free for 1 month. So in this group, you'll be able to ask free weekly questions. You can request songs or techniques to learn, ask any questions to do with guitar playing or the artists that I've interviewed on the podcast. I'll be doing some videos of guitar techniques and different songs that people request. So it really is like having guitar lessons, but for free for 1 month. So that way, once you do try it, you can see what it's all about before paying for any of the other packages. You can make your mind up which one you want to do. So I've also changed the name of the packages on my website to make it a bit easier to follow. So the packages go like this. Package number one. You pay $2.50 and you get access to the group for 2 months. So don't forget the first month is free. And then for another 2 months, for only $2.50, which is not much at all, you can get access to the group for 2 months. And package number two, after your free first month, pay another $5 and you can get access to the group for 6 months. So only $5 and get access for 6 months to these great lessons and tips. Package number three, pay $10 and get access to the group for 1 year. And you'll also receive a copy of my band Busted Up's CD called Traveling Man. Then the final package, package number four, is the full membership. So this is a bargain. So pay only $20, receive my book, Become a Guitarist Today, which has been selling for $15 to $20. You'll also receive a lifetime full of access to the group, Become a Guitarist Today, on Facebook. And you'll also receive a copy of my band, Busted Up CD, Traveling Man. So that there is just worth over $1,000 for all the lifetime lessons, the CD, the book. And for this, you're only getting for $20. And don't forget, the first month is free. So check it out, make sure it's what you like. And if you like it, sign up for one of the packages, and there we go. Here's a few little snippets from my band Busted Up's album, Traveling Man, that you'll receive if you sign up for the $10 or the $20 package. Just remember, after the first month, if you do like it and you want to sign up for one of the packages, just make sure you sign up before the expiry date of the first free month to continue on how to learn how to become a guitarist today. So to gain access to the closed Facebook group, all you have to do is send me an email at adroach1 hotmail.com, or see the link in the notes in this podcast. Or you can go to my website, becomeaguitaristtoday.com, all one word, and go to the shop page and you'll see all the different packages. So I really hope to hear from you all soon for your first free month access to my closed Facebook group. So really, you have nothing to lose and a lot of guitar knowledge to gain. Now, to the questions I have been asked. The first question, which actually I have been asked a few times, should I start on an acoustic or electric guitar? Well, this one, really, it doesn't matter which guitar. So the techniques you learn are pretty much the same at the start, and you should be able to get through the first year of learning guitar on either guitar, depending on how much you practice, of course. But most people do start on acoustic guitar because they are cheaper, and also it does toughen up your fingers a little bit more for the electric, especially if you do have steel strings on the acoustic. The majority of my students do have acoustic guitars, and I find the ones that do have electrics, they have been passed down from their parents or friends. So, and also the ones that are more advanced and are up to soloing and exploring more of the neck of the guitar and the fretboard, they tend to have electric guitars as well. And don't forget, if you have an electric guitar, you also need an amplifier. I mean, you don't have to, but they are a lot quieter, so it's good to have an amplifier as well. So yeah, it's really up to yourself. Electric or acoustic, they're both fine. The second question, how much should I practice in a night? So I usually tell my students that if they can get at least 10 to 15 minutes of practice when they first start learning, then that is a good start for the first few months. Then the more things you learn and get more into the practice, then you should go up to at least 30 minutes practice a day, which will consist of, you know, a few various components like finger exercises to get warmed up. Also to make sure you're using all fingers, up and down picking with a picking hand. Also do chords, song playing. And also from the students that have the app Musician, which is most of my students, they can do an extra 10 to 15 minutes practice on that as well. Because that gives you more things to practice. It gives you some missions. It's like playing a game, but you're also learning a lot at the same time. So those are my two main questions that I've had on my website. Now over to your questions that I need you guys to ask if you want to. So over the next couple of months, I do have a few guests lined up, which hopefully come through. I know sometimes it is hard for artists to find time if they are touring or recording. So I hope to get these interviews with these different artists. So please feel free to send me an email to adroach1@hotmail.com with whatever questions you might have for them, and I'll do my best to add it to the interview. So one of the first guests I have coming up is Bob Kulick, who has played with everyone. He actually auditioned and jammed with Kiss when they very first got started. So since then, he has kept a good relationship with the band, especially Gene and Paul, and has actually recorded on some of their albums and Paul Stanley's solo album as well. He has also co-wrote songs with them, and he even got his brother, Bruce Kulick, the job of playing in Kiss. So I really look forward to this interview to discuss Kiss and also his new album, Skeletons in the Closet, which features all different artists as well. The next artist I might have coming up is Vernon Reed, who plays in the band Living Colour. Now, I have had replies from him, but I haven't heard over the past week, so I'm not sure about this one, but hopefully it does come through. Next month, I'm going to be interviewing one of Australia's best guitarists, Simon Hosford, who is actually on tour with John Stevens at the moment, and he has performed with everyone. So any questions for Simon, just let me know. And next week, I'm catching up with Ian Archibald, who is on episode number 6 with myself. And we're going to discuss his new album. We're going to break it down and see what lies behind the mastermind of Ian. It really is a great album. So if you get a chance before the interview, have a listen to the album, or you might get a few ideas or questions you might want to ask Ian. So I'll put the link on down the bottom here so you can check out Ian's new album. Now, another guest I have been corresponding with is Orianthe, who was Michael Jackson guitarist for the last tour he was supposed to do. She has an album coming out with her boyfriend, a guy you might know. He's from a little band called Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora. Their project is called RSO, and actually their album is out now as well. So hopefully this might happen later on in November. So I do have a few more in the pipeworks, but still waiting on confirmation and replies. I really look forward to reading your questions and hope to see you over at the Become a Guitarist Today website and also on the Become a Guitarist closed Facebook group for your first month free. Don't forget, there is nothing to sign, no money expected in the first month, and then after that, it's as little as $2.50 up to $20, depending on what package you want. So if you don't like it after the month, that's fine. You won't lose anything except for further knowledge to expand your guitar playing for the lowest prices in the world. So until next week, keep jamming.